Mr. Bill Hardy of Green Lane, Lamley. Recorded by Betty Jones of the Lamley Historical Society. Well now, get first things first. What was your father's name?
My father's name was Bill Hardy.
Oh, yes.
William Wright, yes.
And when was he born?
1807.
Ah, yes. Yeah. So he would have been almost 100 years old.
Yes.
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 But what was his occupation?
As a miner at the pit.
Oh, yes.
But he didn't get killed down the pit, he got killed on the top.
Oh, how is that?
Someone let a wagon run away and it ran over him.
Oh, dear.
Mm.
Yes.
And I think that cut him in half, and it done him.
Oh, horrible. Was that at Gidling?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was
1925.
November the... No, February the 11th. February the 11th, yes.
Yes. And how old would you have been then?
12.
Oh.
I was 12.
So you were still at school?
Yes.
Yes.
At Lamley School.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother? When was she? What was her name?
Florence.
And her?
Florence Dickman, before she was married.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Dickman's quite a Lamley family, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. They used to do a lot in the stocking trade, you know, in my grandfather and, didn't they, my uncle and that.
Yes. Yes. Is that the grandfather that made the black silk stockings?
No, that was my grandfather.
Ah, yes.
Mm. Mm.
But there were a lot of stockings made in the village, weren't there?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm. Quite a lot of stocking frames. And
yes. Yes. So, when was your mother born then?
She'd be about the same time as father, wouldn't
yes.
she?
Mm. Round about the same
time. Same time.
But she was much older when she died.
Yes, mother was 83 when she died.
Oh, that's not so long ago.
No,
then,
no.
Right?
What's it?
17 years.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yeah. And obviously, as a Dickman, she always lived in the village.
Yes, yes.
Had she any occupation before she was married?
Well, I think she worked at Merton Joyce in the hosiery trade.
Yes.
Mm. Yes, she did.
At a little firm in Merton
yeah,
Joyce.
It was. Mm. Mm.
I don't know so much about Merton Joyce.
No. Well, I don't, but I only remember, you know, what she's told me.
Yes.
That we used to walk to Merton Joyce.
Yes. But I think I heard you say she was married quite young.
Yes, she was.
Yes. How old would she have been?
Well, I think she was about 17 or 18 years of age.
Yes.
Mm.
And where did they live when they were married first?
Ah. Why? Where, what's it, Liz? In the shop.
What do you mean?
My mother. And my dad. They lived where, in that, you know, where the shop is.
Oh, where Peter
Bates lived.
Where Bates lived.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm. That's the little the little cottage at right angles to the main
street. That's yes. right. Yes.
Near Mr. Bell.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
mm.
yes. Mm. And you have. You're not the only child.
No. No, I've got two brothers and a sister.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Are you the oldest?
No.
Oh.
No, my brother's the eldest, Albert's the eldest.
Yes.
And then he's the eldest, no.
Yes.
Yes, he is. And then my sister, she, then I'm the next, and then Bob, he's the youngest.
Yes.
Mm,
yes. And what were their occupations?
Well, my eldest brother, he worked at the pit, down the pit.
Mm-hmm.
He worked there all his life. He left when he was 14. Last school he went down the pit,
mm-hmm.
and he worked down till he was 65.
Goodness, that's at Gidling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's retired, he lives with his daughter.
Oh, yes.
At Woodbury.
Yes.
And my sister, she worked at the factory at Puppet, didn't she?
Yes.
For a long time, but she used to work in Nottingham as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then she worked at the factory. And
mm-hmm. Which, that was the babywear factory?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. And then my brother, he worked at the rally, and then he come from the rally to the council.
When it was Basford?
No, it was, he worked on the playing fields, for mowing the playing fields and all such as that.
Oh, well, then he'd be more associated with the county council.
Then he retired, and he lives in the bungalow at the top of the hill.
And is he married?
Yes. Uh-huh. He's got a son and one son.
Yes. Yes. And do they live in Lanley? The son?
No, they live at Loudon.
Oh, well, they're quite local still.
Yes.
So it was a fairly large family, and did you all live in that little cottage where the Bakes now live?
Yes.
And can you remember anything of your childhood?
Well, all I can remember of my childhood, all I could note when I got home from school, I used to go to my grandfather's in Mill Lane, and because he was a farmer, and I couldn't get there quick enough, and mother lived up Green Lane, and I used to say, I said to my grandfather and grandmother, can I sleep there all night? And I used to stop and sleep down at grandfather's and go to school next morning. And
from your grandfather?
Yes.
And you more or less lived with your
grandfather,
didn't you?
After my father got killed, my grandfather and grandmother nearly, they brought me up right, you know.
Oh, yes.
Because that's where I got the farming from, you see.
Yes.
It was a wonderful chap, my grandfather.